Well, good morning, everybody. I thought you all would like that. This is CA. Welcome to Sunday Morning Praise, CA on iHeartRadio. That is the new one by Jason Crabb. He actually had sent that to me, friends, about 2 days ago. It's called Free at Last. You'll have to let me know on the comment screen if you'd like. Put it on a comment. Or if you would also like to do this, you can email me prayer requests, questions, comments, or suggestions. morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page. Search up to Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button and follow me. I'm on all major networks too as well. Okay, let's talk a little bit this morning, being July the 24th. It's hard to believe how time has flown by. 2022. We're going to talk about overflowing joy. Overflowing joy, I should say. A little tongue twister this morning. In the book of Galatians, chapter 5 and verse 22, short little scripture, but the fruit of the Spirit is joy. You know, the word joy has all but disappeared in our current Christian vocabulary, if you think about it. One reason is because we have confused joy with happiness and have come to believe that it is found in pleasure, security, and prosperity. In doing this, however, we have believed a lie that Satan is consistently telling the world to believe. But James did not say, count it all joy when you fall into your easy chair. He said, count it all joy when you fall in various trials. In fact, you can highlight and find that in the book of James chapter 1 and verse 2. Friends, joy is not the same as happiness. Although they may overlap, happiness depends on circumstances. Joy depends on God. Happiness vanishes when life turns painful, yet joy keeps going and may even grow. Joy comes from a living, vital relationship with God. It comes from well knowing this world is only temporary and that someday we will be with God forever. It comes from the fact that although we do not see God, we believe in Him and are filled with the inexpressible and glorious joy. Find that in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1 and verse 8. It comes from a life of submission to the Holy Spirit, regardless of the circumstances. We're going to do a little combo song here on this particular song. Fan favorite. I get a lot of requests for it. It's a live version. You got it. Toby Mac and Ryan Stevens. We're going to speak a little life this morning. Get coffeed up and get your breakfast ready. Sunday Morning Praise with CA.
Some days life feels perfect. Other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Well, it's crazy, amazing. We can turn our heart with the words we say. Mountains crumble. Lift your head a little higher, spread the love like fire.
sister around here. You know why? It's because we're family, and these folks are so dear. When one has a heartache, we all share the tears and rejoice in each victory in this family.
Sold, but God has always had a people, men who could not be bought, and women were beyond purchase. Yes, God has always had a people. There have been times of affluence and prosperity when the church's message has been nearly diluted into oblivion by those who sought to make it socially attractive, neatly organized, and financially profitable. It's been gold-plated, draped in purple, and encrusted with jewels. It's been misrepresented, ridiculed, lauded, and scorned. These followers of Jesus Christ have been, according to women at times, elevated as sacred leaders and martyred as heretics. Yet through it all, their marshals on this path God's chosen people will not be bought, flattered, murdered, or still. On through the ages they march. This church, God's church triumph,
be the church
alive and hail. Rejoice.
For we settle the question. We lay our charge and we end up free.
Amen. That's right. Bill Gaither, couple of back-to-backs on Sunday Morn Praise. Good morning, everybody. This is CA, on-air personality on the iHeartRadio network. Oh, yes, I am refreshed. I've got the refresh button going on. And we're having a great time this morning here at Face Studio One in beautiful downtown Fort Worth, up top the tower. It's a hot day in Texas, north central Texas. That's right, smack dab in the middle of downtown Fort Worth. You know what? It's about 105 for a high today. Boy, I thought relief's coming. Nah, I'm a native Texan. I'm going to tell you something right now. Relief don't come till later on. I can't wait, let me tell you. Ooh. So if you're having trouble with your electric bill, you just tell those electric companies to continue to work with you, okay? All right, you know what? Rich Mullins, the Ragamuffin Band, everybody loves this song. Our God is what? I can't hear you. An awesome God. Amen? Amen. Good morning.
Our God is an awesome God. He
don't you just love the music and the trumpet noise? I mean, it's just heart-wrenching. Can you imagine what it would... I can't even only imagine what it would be like up in heaven where we hear that trumpet. I know he's probably going to have definitely the great Phil Driscoll, who I fell in love with his music. And maybe one day we'll do another spotlight on Phil Driscoll. And that is I Exalt Thee. And boy, what a beautiful song. He is very talented. And friends, I'll tell you, you can only hear him exclusively and only on my radio station and podcast channel. That's how come you got to subscribe and subscribe for free. That's right. Free, free, free. The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. That's right. It's not the Morning Brew. It's the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Search me up on Google. I'm on all major networks. Okay, we're getting closer to closing out on Sunday Morning Praise. But I want to read another Bible devotion for you. And it's called Free to Choose. You know, if you go to the book of Joshua, chapter 24 and verse 15, there's a short scripture verse that says, choose this day whom you will serve. You know, repeatedly in the Bible, both nations and individuals had to make decisions affecting their futures. So do we. Sometimes they've made wrong choices and they suffer the consequences as a result. Friends, when we face decisions, we need to remember that God hasn't left us in the dark at all. Now, I know you may think, well, see, yeah, you're wrong. He does. No, he is always with you. Nor is he uninterested. He's interested because what God loves you. And he wants the best for you, for me, for all of his children. He has a perfect path for us in our lives. And he wants us to choose it instead of the wrong path. You see, Satan will tempt us to follow. Even when our way seems unclear, God gives us light. He gives us his word, the Bible. And many of our decisions would be much easier if we knew its moral and spiritual principles. He also gives us wisdom, you know, sometimes through other people to understand our situation. And he gives us the Holy Spirit to guide us. Never make a decision without committing it to God and seeking his will, his promises to guide you. And he will, friends. You got to trust me on that. All right. Excuse me, I'm battling the allergies this morning. I've got two Carmens you can only hear exclusively and only on my radio station, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast on iHeartRadio, and other major networks. Let me stress that. Me and Carmen were good friends. You know, most of y'all know I've told the story. He sadly passed away. It'd be almost 2 years in February. Very good friends with his wife. She's doing well, by the way, and she thanks everybody for the continual prayers. Dana's really a sweet lady. So we're going to play two Carmens back-to-back for you guys on Sunday Morning Praise. I'm going to close out with one more song, okay? I get a lot of requests on Carmen, so here we go. You ready? It's time to PTL before you get ready to go to church. What does PTL mean? Praise the Lord! Okay, Carmen, hit it off for us, brother.
Take a stand. and hated Jesus. Even though he did nothing but love them and teach them and heal them, they nailed him to a cross. They thought they had killed him, but they only set him free to live in the hearts of people like you and me who believe in him. Then came the apostles, and most of them were killed for telling other people about Jesus. But by that time, it was too late. There were hundreds of people who believed in Jesus. So they tortured them and killed them, and they even left their bodies to rot as an example to other people. But the church kept right on growing, watered by the blood of these precious saints.
But Dad, did they want to die?
No. They didn't want to die. I mean, many of them had children just like you that they had to leave behind, but they were forced to make a choice. I mean, they could choose to live this one life here on earth and reject Jesus and be damned, or they could choose to believe in the words of Jesus and live forever.
I think I understand. Incorrect for us to believe in the Bible. And
After that, they just stripped our right to worship away from us, and we quietly stood by. But son, I hope that you're never put in a position that you have to choose between your faith and your life. But if you are, I know which choice you're going to make.
There you go. He was kind of storytelling there on I Pledged Allegiance to the Lamb. That is a good oldie but goodie. And that is Ray Bolts. All right, well, you know what? Let's lead off in prayer as we get ready to close out on Sunday Morning Praise. So I hope everybody's doing well. I hope you all have a great Sunday. So we're going to go ahead and pray right now. Dear Jesus, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you watch over, God, and protect us. We love you. Let us hit that reset button and have a great week. For we give all of this in your precious name. Amen. All right, gang. This is CA on the iHeartRadio Network. I got to get ready to saddle up. I got to leave the tower here in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. Get ready for another hot day, Dallas and Fort Worth. I usually like to say Fort Worth and Dallas because I actually live in Fort Worth, Texas. It's crazy. It's crazy weather. But you know what? Let's just stay hydrated all across America. It just isn't Texas. It's everywhere. And people are dying from this heat-related heatness. So please take care of yourself. Stay hydrated. Drink plenty of liquid, plenty of water. Take care of you. Take care of the temple, okay? Because each one of y'all are special. I want you to remember that the sun, S-O-N, not S-U-N, the sun, S-O-N, rises on the other side. And I want you to enjoy life, L-I-F-E, explanation point, dot. Thank goodness up in heaven it's always going to be one temperature because our God is going to give that to us. Y'all take care of yourself and have a great day. Bye for now.